Few professional experiences are as disorienting as having your employment terminated without warning. One day you are doing your job, and the next you are standing outside, wondering how to make sense of something that, from where you are standing, does not make any sense at all. The temptation in that moment is to spiral. You replay every interaction, rehearse the arguments you should have made, and start assigning blame to whoever deserves it. That instinct is human. It is also one of the worst things you can do for your career. Employment terminations happen in every industry, and the casino world is no exception. Sometimes there is real misconduct involved. But often the situation is murkier than that. It could be a miscommunication that escalated, or a decision made far above your level that had nothing personal about it, or just bad luck and bad timing colliding badly. Whatever the cause, the way you handle the aftermath will say more about you as a professional than the termination itself ever could, and handling it well is more straightforward than it feels in the heat of the moment. The first thing to do is nothing destructive. When the news lands, your mind will race toward every unproductive destination available. Who is responsible? Was it fair? Who needs to hear what really happened? Do not follow it there. Not yet, and possibly not ever. The hours and days right after a termination are when people make the decisions they regret most. The message to a former manager that burns a bridge permanently. The venting session to colleagues that gets back to exactly the wrong person. If the termination was not your fault, and you will know in your gut whether it was or not, the single most powerful thing you can do is stay calm and stay professional. The situation may not be fair, but your next employer is watching how you conduct yourself, even if indirectly. The industry is smaller than it looks. Reputations travel. The person who leaves with their dignity intact is always better positioned than the person who leaves making noise. It is also worth reminding yourself of something simple but important. They can remove you from your position, but they cannot take what you have learned. Your skills belong to you. Every table you managed and every difficult guest you handled with composure, none of that disappears because someone ended your employment. You are still exactly as capable as you were the day before. What to do with the gap on your CV? One of the practical questions that surfaces quickly is how to handle the terminated position when applying for new work. The answer depends on the circumstances, but the general principle is this. If the situation is unclear or unresolved, you are under no obligation to feature it prominently. Dropping a short or troubled stint from your CV is a legitimate choice, particularly if the role lasted only a few months. A clean resume focused on your strongest experience will always serve you better than one that invites difficult questions before you have even sat down. If a future employer does ask directly about a gap, keep the answer brief and forward-looking. Something did not work out, you made the professional decision to move on, and you are focused on what comes next. That is a complete and acceptable answer. What will not serve you is walking a future employer through a detailed account of what went wrong and why the decision was unjust. Even if every word is true, it positions you as someone carrying unresolved baggage into a new role, and that is not the first impression anyone wants to make. Treat it like the business decision it was. Here is a reframe that helps, once you are ready to hear it. For the company, this was a business decision. It may have felt deeply personal on your end, but on their end it was administrative. A calculation was made, a conclusion was reached, and your employment was ended. That is the nature of paid work. If you can meet that energy and treat it as the business transaction it was, rather than a personal verdict on your worth, you will move through the aftermath much faster and much more cleanly. That means updating your resume promptly, opening your job search without delay, and redirecting the mental energy you might otherwise spend analyzing the situation towards something that actually produces results. Every hour spent dissecting what happened is an hour not spent finding a better opportunity. The time you spend dwelling on this is time your next employer is waiting for you to arrive. Drop the ego. That phrase sounds harsh, but it is one of the most career-protecting things you can do in this situation. The ego wants to be vindicated, and it wants an audience for the injustice. It wants to stay and prove something to the people who wronged you. The professional in you knows that none of those things serve your actual interests. Moving forward with intention is the smarter play. Full stop. When they apologize and ask you to stay. Occasionally, the story takes a different turn. The company realizes a mistake was made. They apologize. They offer to reinstate you. Suddenly, you are facing a decision that feels like it should be simple. They admitted fault. They want you back. The situation is resolved. Except it is actually more complicated than it appears. Consider carefully what has already happened in the workplace while all of this was unfolding. Word travels fast in any casino environment. Your colleagues know something went wrong. The pit, the floor, the back office, people talk. And by the time an apology arrives, conclusions have already been formed. Even with good intentions on both sides, the dynamic has shifted. The way people look at you and the assumptions they bring into every interaction do not disappear because an official apology was issued. In most cases, the environment you would be returning to is not the same one you left. A story that explains everything. I want to share two situations that shaped how I think about this, because they make the point more clearly than any abstract advice can. The first was my own. I was on the receiving end of a termination that the company later acknowledged was not handled correctly. They apologized and offered to have me back. I declined. Bitterness had nothing to do with it. I had looked at the situation honestly and understood that returning would not restore what had existed before. I moved on, found a better position, and have never looked back with regret. The second was harder to watch. A dealer I worked alongside was accused of stealing a 2,000 euros plaque and was immediately dismissed. It was a serious accusation, the kind that travels. Days later, the chip turned up in the cube where the floats were kept. The pit bosses had made an error. The company apologized formally and offered reinstatement. But by the time the truth emerged, the entire casino floor had already processed the story. People had formed their conclusions, and the whispers had circulated. The apology was genuine, but the damage to his reputation within that workplace was already done, and no paperwork was going to undo it. He chose not to return. It was the right decision. Watching that situation unfold cemented something I already suspected. Staying to prove a point to people who have already made up their minds is not a battle worth fighting. The energy it costs and the toll it takes on your confidence are not worth it when the same effort could be building something better elsewhere. The only thing that actually matters now. Your next employer does not care about what happened at your last one, at least not in the way you fear they might. What they care about is whether you are competent, professional, and ready to contribute. Show them that, and the termination becomes a footnote rather than a defining chapter. Update the resume. Start the search. Have a calm, brief answer ready if anyone asks. Put your energy where it belongs. Into the opportunity that is still ahead. Not into a situation that is already behind you. Nobody who moved forward after a setback has ever regretted the decision to keep going. They ended your employment. They did not end your career. Those are two very different things, and keeping that distinction clear is the foundation of everything that comes next.